Blog Talk Radio.
Ready as Grudge Inc. presents Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip Saturday, November 30th in Clearwater, Florida. The Grudge Pro Mod race is the headline race as Mike Hill from the ATL versus Mike Stravino from the MIA. It's the pine trees versus the palm trees. Who's the baddest? Plus, there will be an anything on 28th and 29th shootout with $3,000 up for grabs. W's okay, no Willie Bars. The Grudge Inc. National Extreme 29's champion, Lil Rick, will be in the house. And on deck, it's Cole Killer and Scotty G, Grudge Inc.'s newest member and national record holder, plus many more. And last but not least, the top sportsman national champ will be on the line. Running for the title is Stone Cold, Ballsy, Timothy Hall, and many more. Gates open at 10 a.m., races at 3 p.m., spectators $20, age 10 and under free. It's all going down as Grudge Inc. presents The Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th. For more info, contact T5 at 954-275-0396 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
All right, all right. I appreciate everybody who hung around for about 5 or 10 minutes there. We're a little late on the start, but that's all cool. It is the Monday Night Madness Show, Grudge Inc., Jay Barnes. I got a special guest named by the name of King Biz. King Biz, what's going on?
Hey, Jay, you got to drop that king, man. hey, you know I'm going to keep it 100. You know, ever since I done hooked up with Dog, I've been Sweet Meat. They've been calling me Sweet Peter. They've been calling me Sweet Peter. Yeah, so you got to drop that king. You got to drop that king.
No, it is. I mean, people have got used to calling you King Biz, man. I mean, what, Biz?
Well,
you and Little Dog, that's an unbreakable combination, man.
It is unbreakable. I am not going to fire Dog. Me and Dog going to take this thing to the cows come home. But that King stuff, we got to drop that label. Get at the Wayne. Get at the Big Wayne.
well, listen, man, have you heard anything in the racing world before we get going here too far? What's going on in the racing world?
What's been blowing up, I do want to take my hat off to my homeboys back in Chi-Town. I heard they're getting some snow, and I want to let them know that I still have on short sleeves. And and things like that. Y'all can have that snow. Good for you. But what's been happening, man, is Jay, you done started something with this Grudge Racer of the Year.
What is the issue, man? I'm lost on that one now. We have had a Grudge Racer of the Year for the last 3 or 4 years. And but what is the problem? I mean, help me understand the problem.
Well, the problem is people are misunderstanding the criteria of Grudge Racer of the Year. You got a definition for Grudge Racer of the Year. And it's a difference between Grudge Racer or Grudge Team or – if you got a man in there with every damn body in Grudge Racing, he got to be the Grudge Racer of the Year. If you got a team that goes around and races a lot and wins a lot, then they may be Grudge Team of the Year. you got to set it straight. You got to have one show with all your judges on all criteria, and before we take a vote, get the fans on, because it's some controversy brewing. But you got some people that may be Grudge Race of the Year, they don't care about being Grudge Race of the Year. They say they don't give a damn. So you got to straighten it out. Well, you got to straighten it out.
Well, let me ask you this now. The way it has is that nobody, as it relates to the Grudge Race of the Year, you know, it's something, and it's a situation where there's a vote taken.
Yes.
That first of all, there are nominees, and when you let me show you something. Make it real unique. All right. In the past, we have had nominees in different categories.
True.
Now, this is the thing. Let's go to the people who vote. Because at one time, people thought that Grudge Inc. only used Grudge Inc. people to vote. And
true.
I have said that's not true. We have used a fair share of last year. I think we had 8 Grudge Inc. members to vote and about 8 non-Grudge Inc. members to vote.
Now, you
and
did. Was Pro Stock Joe one of those other non-Grudge Inc. to vote?
He was.
Okay, so you had all of NGRA.
we got all of NGRA voted. Yeah.
That's
go
ahead.
We also, but we set the voting. The one thing that I did not do, and I'm not going to do again, is make sure that the voting people, because I keep the vote, because I be wanting at the end of the day, when somebody trying to challenge the situation, I want people to know how they voted if it happened, if a big issue come up. So I send the person who's voting an individual ballot, and he can pick. And he picked out of the nominees one vote.
Right.
So I'm just using this one example. If we were voting on the Grudge Race of the Year, and Wayne was in it, T-Mo was in it, and Big Low was in it.
Mm-hmm.
The person who votes out of the three can only pick one.
Right.
So when he picks one and the other 16 voting people pick, the one who has the most votes, and is done geographically, just trying to give you an insight, you have voters out of Texas, the Midwest, South, and the East Coast. Now, believe it or not, you have different viewpoints from different parts of the country.
You do.
So out of them 16 people, I'm going to tell you, it kind of sort of come out 4 from the southwest area, the southwest area, 4 from the Midwest area, 4 from the upper northeast area, and 4 from the southeast area. Now, that's how the vote is done, and I don't intentionally try not to tell everybody who's voting, because the instant they know who's voting, then there's always a problem with this or a problem with that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it is designed to pick. It is not designed to pick the Grudge Racer of the Southeast. It's not designed for that.
But
it's designed for the Grudge Racer across the country.
But you have said that. That is true. But I got to say this. Since they have been going with Grudge Race of the Year, has anybody ever won except from the East Coast or Southeast?
Let me tell you now. No. But let me tell you. It's been close, and it has been very close, and there's been some argument And I can almost tell you, too, that a lot of the votes Tony Bynes won last year, mm-hmm. most of Tony Bynes' votes came out of the Midwest and Texas, not the East.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to let you know, the voting, when people on the phone talking, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why it's important not to know who's voting, is because
true.
Radio shows people, oh, Biz, I like you, Biz. But the
mm-hmm.
minute it's time to vote, they vote for chemo. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just letting you know that people that talk, but I keep record of who voted. So if anything ever go down, well, we need to prove the vote, I have it.
All right. Okay.
And we're going to do the exact same thing this year. You know, the people who vote, it's going to be a voting from across the country, and it's going to be from people that's informed about grudge racing, you know, and different ones have their different opinions. I can't change a man's opinion, whether he wants one team to win or whether he wants an individual or a team to win. I can't change that.
No, you can't.
Whatever he comes to the table with, that's what he comes to the table with. And when the vote is done, you know, like for an example, last year Tony Bynes won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought that he should not have won. And I had strong discussion with several people about the fact of, do you a grudge racer based on the number of cars they have? And the majority of the people said that it should be based on the team effort. So once that was in, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, I mean, and then that, so once we agreed on the rules of it, you know, it was in, and the votes came out how they came out. And I can tell you this, like I said, Tony Bynes did not get votes off the East Coast.
Yeah. Okay.
The people that were saying that Tony ought to win on the East Coast did not vote for it. Hold on one second, Biz. I got a call. Can you give me one second?
Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Jay.
Okay. It hung up.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it let you know that a lot of times is that a lot of the hoopla that you get when it comes time to vote, you know, on the show, they say one thing, voting time, they say something totally different.
Well, that's people, period. That's a lot of people, period. They say something in your face, and they say something different behind your back. So that's just people, period. But
right.
One thing that we were saying, are we basing a grudge racer of the year, are we basing it upon the quality or quantity or both? I like
well, that
for
was
me
established.
Myself.
That
yeah.
was established.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That has been already established that the quantity as well as
the quality
as well as the quality of the race.
Mm-hmm.
And not
mm-hmm.
only one more issue and the number of wins. Because a man
oh.
can have a lot of quantity and a lot of quality and lose all the races.
And you know, and you should sprinkle something else in there. The you know it is wins, but we should go with his winning percentage. Not only just the number of wins, we need to base it upon his wins and losses, because when you, of course, there's going to be a winner, but if you got someone grudging and having the quality of races and out of those quality, if I'm the champ, and all I'm doing is beating the number one contenders, but I got some contenders beating up on contenders. No. I'm going to look at the champ that every time he go into to fight in the ring, he knocking out the number one contender. So that champ is going to hold more weight. He's going to get more allocates. He's going to get more votes because he's knocking out number one contenders, whereas you got contenders just beating the fourth best fighter in the world, the third best. You know, I think that should play a part in it too. What you think?
Oh, I agree. Now, but the people, you got to remember this too now, the people who want their man to win.
Yeah. They don't have
an argument. All they know, they want their man to win. Yeah. All they know that they want their man to win, you know.
Yeah.
So, but the system seemed to have worked last year. But the year before that, it worked. I don't see no reason it is not going to work in the future. But my main thing was not to let a situation, not the whoever the winner is, don't belittle his clown. You know, the winner is the winner.
Yeah.
The winner is the winner, you know. So, and if the minute that we start belittling the winner, then ain't none of them no good.
True. Yeah, you got the winner got to have have to be held in high esteem, just like the previous winner, just like the previous winner.
What?
Yeah.
Well, have you heard any nominations yet? I haven't seen the nomination ballot.
I have heard. I heard it's just a three-way race. That's all I heard. It was a three-way race. Witt, and the whole 901 Bad Boy camp. Cold Killer and his camp, Tight, BMF, Motor City Mafia, Grudge Inc., all sprinkled into, you know, the Great White. That's second nomination. And Tony Vines and Primetime. Them just the three names that's really that I've been hearing is up for Grudge Race of the Year. Now you do hear where Donye fits in there. You do hear where some of the boys out of Houston or Texas fits up in there. I really haven't heard anybody out of Detroit, but for Grudge Race of the Year. But those are really the three names that I've been hearing that's gonna go down to the wire, you know. And honestly, I've been hearing more about Killer and Wit. It's really a two-man race. They done pretty much done pushed Tony out the way. So that's what I've been hearing lately.
So, you've been hearing more about who, B?
Just Wit and Killer. They have been, you know, saying Tony Vasquez, he's the ex champ or he's the reigning champ. But more so, the only thing I've been hearing is about 901 Killer 901. Just really those two is fighting for one and two. So,
all right, now let me ask you this, and I need to get a lot of times. This is why I think that we need to make more effort. Hold on. Monday Night Matt, it was Jay Barnes. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to the Alabama champion, butt-ass nigga. God damn it. The bad motherfucker on 28 with Nike. That's who you talking to.
Let me say this back quick, Biz. But Naked used to be somebody.
Yeah.
Until he get all pressure, he's nobody. Okay, Biz?
Well, he ain't like this.
He ain't got all pressure. He got the back tie. But then you got the back tie at making this weekend, damn it.
Lock it in for ball to rig, motherfucker. And see how fast Uncle Gene had me ready.
You know what? Lock in for ball to rig. 500. No, let me do it light. Let me get a little light.
We're going to do it right on this show. We can't jump no race to another race. We don't do that.
I ain't going to have me ready by then. I want to go to Big Low Raid, too, but they ain't going to have me ready.
Well, y'all can't talk about one race until we get past another one. There you go.
Now, sit back, butt naked, damn it. Sit back, because I'll lock you in for Big Low Race on the 30th. I had Willie Dog take that Pro Dodger and suck you in, damn it. You made me mad.
Hey.
Now y'all do it a motherfucker down. I'll be back, though. I'll be back. Hey, Jay Barnes and Amir, can y'all tell me what the other classes are that y'all have voting on? I think we want to hear and need to hear what are the other classes that y'all got going on other than the grunt race of the year.
Well, give me a minute to pull them up. Give me a minute to pull them up, and I will pull them up in a second. But let me finish this off for a minute. But they got open your mic because I seen you it came on. But
I'm going to mute my mic.
The other point I was trying to be is you got to give me a second now.
Okay. Well, I know, damn it, I know butt naked, you're going to win something. I'm going to make sure of that. You're going to win Comeback Man of the Year, Baddest Man on 20. And somebody just texted me and said, you better have said Nitrous. They said, you better not say you the baddest damn thing on 28th. They said, you better have said Nitrous.
My goddamn homeboy, the baddest motherfucker on goddamn Turbo on 28th. Now, what the fuck they want to do?
Who's your homeboy? And
Turbo 10. They know who it is.
And
DJ. I got two on.
Okay, well, I'm speaking for SVO. They said they would knock any of them jokers out cold.
You know what? I'm tired of SVO. You tell the motherfucker to put some 28s on that bitch and get to me. I'm going to show them they ain't got shit.
They
tell
got 28s on it.
Well, ask that motherfucker what the hell he want to do.
But you can't lock shit in with no arm pressure. You ain't got no damn arm pressure. You can't
I'm calling Gene in the morning. I'm going to tell him who shit he working in.
Get the clear water. Well, get the clear water on the 30th.
We're going to try to beat him, but I doubt it. He told me going to be pushing.
Uncle Gene. And if you can't get to the 30th, but naked, damn it, mute your mic.
Let me tell you something. I'll be there on the 30th or either goddamn whatever ball to rig. One of them two.
No, you know what? You know what? If you can't get to the race on the 30th, which SVO will see you March the 8th, damn it, in Louisiana.
They don't want to see me then. I'm going to a 5-3 mode then. I'm sure not going to show their ass something.
I got the day right.
What state?
Louisiana, damn it. No problem.
No problem. The 15th. The 15th. No problem, Dragway. And, Bill, I'm glad you brought that up. Bill, so we got to get back on that because we want that photo that came to Macon and rape you and Skin.
What photo? Oh, you talking about that Cutlass?
Yeah. We got a special invitation for Skin and that Cutlass at no problem on the 15th. So I just want to put that in your mind. So look, but we can't talk about it yet because we got another race coming up. But now let's go back to what we were talking about. I'm trying to figure out how can people overlook Dunye race some major players in the Northeast, in the Midwest, all over. And he ain't getting the proper support. You know, I don't understand that.
You want me to answer that, Jay? Really? Want me to truthfully answer that?
Uh-huh.
Because the Southeast don't respect nobody other than people in the Southeast. If you ain't from the Southeast, you definitely ain't no bad grudge racer. That's why I ain't never. Go ahead, but nigga.
That's what I'm trying to tell you about SVO. Fuck SVO. We the bad motherfucker here in grudging. The Southeast. We started this shit, we gonna end this shit.
I got a Detroit number. 313-0614. Go ahead. 313-0614. Go ahead.
Jay, them guys out of Detroit don't want to talk. They just threw their man in jail and gave him 45 years or 28 years or something. They don't want to talk of death.
But listen, I heard Wayne 1-1 this weekend. You heard anything about that?
Yes, I did hear that. It was kind of cold up there. I seen videos. Wayne was it was a damn pedal fest. Wayne pedaled all the way down the track, you know. So Wayne didn't make no clean hit at Milan this weekend, but he did give action.
So Wayne gave action. What did Timo do this weekend?
Damn, Jada, muted my damn mic.
Well, I got to call Timo and find out what Timo did, but.
Hey, but I do want to say this is Jay Bond's show. It's a national show. Everybody on the whole grudge racing world listen to this show. Right now, I want to nominate the mailman and Bub to take over Fake Racer of the Year. They test for 2 weeks, and when it was time for them to show up at the track, they would not bring the boo out. So right now, this is BS, and I'm nominating Bub and Mr. Mailman for Fake Racer of the Year.
Hold on. Is this a legitimate nomination? I want to write this down if it is. Bitch. Now, if you're just saying this, but if this is a real nomination,
this is a real
this
is a real nomination. And you will see by when people start voting, you're gonna see it's a real nomination. They're gonna take Chemo's crown.
So Chemo might get upset if they take his crown.
I don't think so, Jay. I don't think that's a crown Chemo won't.
Well, hold on. We definitely got 313-0178. 313-0178. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I took that crown proudly. I took that place. I need two nominations. I got to nominate Joe. What is it, Pro Star Joe? Yeah, I tell you, they named both stars with the same thing. Pro Star Joe. And,
hold on now.
Mississippi Joe.
Kimo, hold on now. Yeah. I want to make sure, you know, because we all be joking and having fun. But I want to know if this is a legitimate, true nomination that I need to record. Yes or no?
Hey, I got the platform right now. Yes, this is legitimate. Jinky Promoter of the Year.
Is it Jinky or Janky? Which one is it? Is it Jinky or Janky Promoter of the Year?
Jinky.
Jinky, okay. I'm going back on mute.
Pro Stock Joe and Mississippi Joe. I want to see who wins this one.
All right,
I
now.
Think Joe. We're
going to put that on the ballot.
Don't take your hand out.
We're putting this on the ballot box. And Kimo, I'm letting everybody know that you got to get somebody to come on and second it. You got to get somebody to second it before it can be official ballot.
Let me see if Dog or BET Live will.
Somebody got to second it. You got to get somebody to second it, Kimo. All right, so I'm saying, Kimo,
I don't think that's going to be hard to do.
And what's the name of this? The Jinky or the Janky?
Janky or Jinky? I'm going to say Jinky. Fuck it.
Promoter?
Of the year.
Of the year. And you nominated two people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't nominate Joe. You know, a lot of people telling me Joe needs to be nominated for that. But Pro Stock, I nominated his ass for that. He charged a little kid to get in the track.
Oh, Rock. So are you making two nominations or one nomination?
Two nominations.
Who's your second nomination?
Joe.
Huh?
Pro Stock Joe and Mississippi Joe.
So right now we got officially the first two nominations of the BS Promoter of the Year. Yeah. Two nominations have been officially put in. Well, it ain't official till you got to get somebody to second it. You got to get somebody to Kimo to second
it. I got to get, I know, see if Dog on there if he want to do it.
Hold on, I got somebody else in. I got another 313. Let me see who this is. I got 313-4515. 313-4515. Go ahead, your mic is open.
What's up, Jay? I second that nomination.
You're seconding that?
Yeah.
So you're saying, I want to make sure that you understand what you're saying. You're saying that Pro Stock Joe and Mississippi Joe, you're second the motion to nominate them as the BS Promoters of the Year 2013.
Yes, sir.
All right, it is official. It's been seconded. Sir, stay joke before the radio show because we want to make sure it's been recorded. So we don't want nobody to say that nobody's picking. So state your name and the state you're from.
This Tyson out of Detroit.
This Tyson?
Yeah.
Out of Detroit. I got it. It has been seconded, so we have our first official nominee for the 2013 banquet has been selected. All right, we are opening so that everybody will know too that you know we will be taking nominations, and whoever is nominated, someone has to second it. You know, it takes at least a two vote. Now, hold on, I got another man here. A 630 area code 0018. 630 0018. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Hey, this Tom from Chicago. I'm just listening in. What's going on, Jay Bond, BS Kimo, what's happening?
What's the deal?
Listen, hey, BS, just to ask you to keep Bub name out your mouth now, man.
You said keep Bub name out of my mouth.
Yeah, man, you don't want to start no trouble, man. Please don't wake Bub up.
Hey, man, tell Bub to get to the line and race, man. Somebody gonna call in and second that, man. Believe me, somebody gonna second Bub being fake racer of the year. I can feel it in my bones.
Well, how long? The fake racer of the year. The fake racer of the year, fake racer. I'm writing it down. Who's the first one? All right, Biz is doing the nomination. Biz used to be Shotime Biz. Used to be King Biz, not Georgia Biz. Okay.
Yes.
Who you nominate, Biz?
Bub/Mailman.
Bub/Mailman.
Why you keep saying my name out your mouth, Biz? Why you keep saying my name out your mouth, Biz? You told me, man, the other day you was going to stop saying my name. Why you keep saying my name out your mouth, Biz?
Who is this?
It's Bam.
Hey, man, we're going to get you an award, man.
Hey, you told me, man, you was going to quit saying, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with Chris holding that man 7,000. Keep my name out your mouth, man.
Huh? Chris holding somebody 7,000, huh? What are you talking about?
Keep my name out your mouth, man. You know my granddaddy on a fixed income, man.
Hey, Jay, that ain't Bob. That ain't Bob, Jay. I don't know who that is, Jay.
Hey, why y'all get mad at me, man? Because I got an intercooler to cool my transmission down on my seat, man. Is that a turbo car? We got to put ice in my intercooler to keep my transmission cool. Biz, keep my name out your mouth, man.
I will, man. I will. Hey, 1,000 parts, brother. 1,000 parts.
Well, we got to see what other kind of nominations that we're going to come up with tonight. So far, Biz, the fake racer, the only nominee for fake racer that have not been second so far is the mailman. And we thought that Kimo might be, he might not want nobody to take that position. But Kimo said that, Kimo, you all right with somebody taking that position, yes or no?
Somebody got to win.
Somebody got to win. You told the truth. You told the truth. You told the truth, Kimo. Somebody got to win it. Well, one thing I can tell. Kimo will call it like he see it, now. He will call it like he see it. All right. So, but we're going back to Dunye. Man, Dunye have done some phenomenal. Let me show you. For y'all that don't know, let me tell you. And for the voters, let me tell you. Let me tell you something about Dunye. Dunye have been able to race in multiple classes. In other words, Dunye will race in a 29-inch race or a 33-inch race. He goes to Buzz Creek over in the Northeast, and he wreaks havoc over there at the back half car. So you got to get – that man is versatile now. So I don't know, you know, you need to really look at the man's stats to make sure when it's time to vote, you know, that is a true vote, you know.
Hey, Jay Bars, how many losses? Dunye really don't have a lot of losses, do he? He don't have that many losses now. He got a lot of wins.
He lost to Witt. He lost to Witt twice. He lost to Cold Killer once, and he lost to Big Low once. Them the only losses I know of.
A ton of races.
A ton of wins.
Okay, now let me ask this question. How many races have Wick lost?
Whoa.
Well, I'm not from the South, so it'll be hard for me to really keep up with Wick, you know.
Well, yeah, and then you gotta look at how many cars Wick is representing. You know, you got the Predator, he done won a lot, lost some. Junior won a lot, lost some, and King Kong. So yeah, so you know, you gotta ask Wick. I think Wick said he likes 30-10 or something like that. It was crazy.
Now let me tell you this Wick is counting.
On Wick races, he counting them going punk out too.
Yeah, he counting punk out too now. Yeah, you know, he counting punk out.
Hold on. Wick don't do that. That's Tony Bynes. Y'all mixing the two.
Yeah, Wick
don't
do
that.
Wick says.
Nah.
Wick have already said he do it too.
Yep.
Hey, man.
He do it too.
If that's the case, he done beat Turbo Tim like 7 times then.
I'm going to tell you
the most important one that Wick didn't allow, the most controversial one. That when I blow their ass out, they were with me with now one of the motherfuckers. Had to get hit fast to come. Everything on 28, they would not run me with the motherfucker. Everything that shit like me, they didn't want that trouble.
Hey man, you gonna get Mark to push the one button.
I wouldn't give a good goddamn. Hit the truth.
Wick done had about 30 races with 3 cars. Hell, I bet you if you add up Dunye races, he ain't far behind
him. But see, that's what I'm talking about. We're gonna start using percentage. You know, when you look at it, you know, when it's all said and done,
you can't expect one car to have as many races as three cars. So you're going to have to start looking in at other things to get it. You know, you're going to start looking at the percentage, you know. So,
well, I know for a fact that Wick is, Wick got, what, four cars in the camp?
Wick got, Wick got like four cars. Four cars that run under the brand of 901 and Pro Tree. So,
I guess it all comes down to one thing. You know, I'm going back to right now, talking about Donye. And so, as it relates to Donye, you know, and you got to remember now, I mean, you can't sell the man short. Let me show you, all right? Donye have raced in what state?
Maryland, Michigan, Indiana, Georgia, Mississippi. And did he go to Texas?
I'm trying to remember about Texas.
At least five.
All right. I'm just going to compare him to Wick. What states have Wick raced in?
Wick, that's my man. He done raced in Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Indiana, and Georgia. That's five.
All right. So Wick and I. Right, so hi. Now I'm just going. Okay. He have raced in five. Donye have raced in five.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, have Donye racing one car, Wick is racing multiple cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wick might have been to Texas. Have Wick been to Texas?
Yeah, so that's six. Yeah. Yeah, he has been to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they whooped up on a turbo car. They whooped up on a turbo car in Texas.
All right. Now, what state have Cold Killer raced in?
Michigan twice, Indiana, South Carolina, Georgia.
Alabama,
five.
I'm just trying to make sure that we don't sell him short. Michigan, Indiana, Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, if we're talking about just on the number of states, you know, and this is just the impartial. You know, we're not. This is not the real thing. We're just trying to give people an idea of what is considered. So, on the impartial side, if you were counting based on the number of states that a person raced in, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Now, did you count he at Buzz Creek, Donye and Cold Killer?
Yes, Maryland. Oh no. I counted Donye, but I didn't count Killer. But Killer didn't race at Buzz Creek. He just went.
Well, he was there.
Didn't race.
And if a man was there, We're not gonna count when the man show up. Only way he race.
No, we only gonna count when he race.
Okay. All right. All right, so if we were doing an impartial scale, hold on.
Hey, Terry said, SEO, the race is six states and one in all six.
I know you don't want to give it to me, Jay. I know you don't want to give it to me, motherfucker. I'm always on the fence, my goddamn motherfucker.
Y'all that don't know, I don't want bad 4 weeks on the line.
Fuck you, but nigga, I done ring you twice. I done ring you twice. It's you, motherfucker. You didn't show up for one of them. Fuck you. Hey.
No, you ain't ran me twice. All I can tell you, motherfucker, fuck with me with your bad Adam slow ass car you got. You sure you got them slow rates
you
of you.
You motherfucker throwing all the flames. I told y'all, flames is not fast. It don't make you fast. It make you look
what the
fast.
Fuck ever. I'm faster than you. Be that.
That's it. Scroll the right way around in your head like you were sitting still. You got all the flames shot out and shit like
Hey,
scroll the right
way
around
in your
motherfucker like you were sitting still.
I'm faster than you.
You ain't faster than me, motherfucker.
I'm faster than you. Well,
we'll see when we get to Orlando. We'll see when we get to Orlando. We'll see.
Remember with the mother two motherfuckers y'all got.
When I come to Orlando, we will see.
You going to remember with the 4-1-28?
I'm going to run you with King Kong, motherfucker, huh?
See what I'm saying? You a weak motherfucker. Y'all want to run with some big old tie car.
Then you beat King Kong already? You
going to wear that motherfucking ass whooping, boy.
Well, dude, what you say, Jay? I'm going to get grudge ready so that you ain't thinking about your city belt having ass, motherfucker.
That's all right, goddamn it. My city belt, motherfucker. What belt do you have? Not one.
Listen to this. All right. So if we were counting the 901 bad boys have raced in more states, by six states, six to five. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Now
we raced in each state. We raced in each state. We didn't get there. And Jay, now I ain't trying to stop you, whatever, Jay. But Jay, you told me to run multiple cars. I asked you. I said.
Well, that's the rule. Wait. The rule is, I'm not. The rule was when they voted last year, that multiple cars can represent a team. The rule still counts. I'm not changing. I have not changed. Right. That's the rule.
Right. I just wanted to let them understand that I asked you that personally.
Right. Exactly. And let me tell you, we had just for the people listening. We had a meeting, and it was discussed amongst about 30 different races around the country. And they all agreed if it's one camp, it can all count as one, you know. And everybody agreed with that.
Right.
Everybody agreed with that. Well, everybody didn't agree, but when the vote came out, that was the ruling thing that multiple cars in one camp was okay.
Right. When they seen something this year, they really going to see a bunch of them motherfuckers next year. They keep the rule the same.
And so now, Rick, since we got you on the phone.
Yes, sir.
We want to know about, I got my pencil out. Tell me who you good race with and won. Can you remember, Rick?
I can't remember all of that. I think it's about, to be honest with you, I think it's about 20 we've won. Because, you know, we count lockups as a win, too, now. When we get money.
Right, but what I'm asking for is actual races and wins. That's what I'm looking for at this moment. I need to know who you actually race and won.
I think it's about 20 wins, and it's about 10 losses. And it's about 10 lockups got paid. And I counted those as wins.
All right. Can you give me the people that you think you won?
I know I beat CC, Turbo Tim, Dunye. Like I said, I beat Dunye twice. I beat CC once. I beat Gadget twice. I beat Real Tree once. I beat Big Ball Factor once. I beat...
The Turbo Con in Texas.
I beat Hillbilly in Texas. I beat DJ Grant. Like I said, we
Tony
beat Turbo
Tim
like three times. We beat Turbo Tim like three times. I beat some boys out of Arkansas with a turbo car, Trans Am. I grudge raced them. I beat them.
How many times did you beat Tony Bynes?
I beat Tony Bynes about three times this year. He beat us twice, I think. Let me see.
That's a pretty impressive list right there.
That's
a pretty impressive list, man. All right. And
out of all the motherfuckers, the only one that sit on 28, he could not beat. That's me. Motherfucker.
Hey, Matt, he's paid the lockup. He's paid the lockup.
Did both of them make a trip down that track, you motherfucker? Hell no, you can't count that. Y'all some weak motherfuckers want to count a motherfucking punk out as a win.
I count punk out.
You can't count no punk out. Motherfucker, did we put them cards on that line?
Did you put them cards on that line, motherfucker?
You received money. That's what that is. You didn't win.
You received money. I received them just as much money as we betted on the punk out. What are you talking about?
No, you didn't.
You only bet me $1,100 down there.
You only bet me $1,100. Exactly. Exactly. But I paid you punk out, and then that. You didn't beat me, though, homie. Make that shit be real.
I tried to run you in South Carolina. You didn't make
it.
So
let me ask you another question. Let me put it in a scenario for you. So
yeah.
If you had a wet dream about Diana Ross, that mean you fuck her, too?
Fuck all that. We're on a scenario this shit right now.
Answer the question that the Democrat asked you.
1-on-3 in Orlando, King Kong versus your car.
You just like the motherfucker that's holding up the goddamn government.
You answer the call.
Where you from? You from Memphis. That's where the motherfucker from.
I was going to show your ass something over there, boy.
Why you don't? You want that trouble because you saying, goddamn it, you know my car down. I can't run that
in. You told me your car going to be ready. You told me that earlier today.
I can't rush you.
Well, you told me it was gonna be ready.
Yeah,
you said my damn Orlando.
You said you're gonna try to have me ready. We're gonna do it one more time.
We gotta deal with this.
We got some more shit we talking about. We ain't talking about no city shit right now. All
right, we got Ben. You still on?
I think you're alone, Jay. But, Jay, let me ask you a question before you go any further, Jay. One question.
Kimo, you still on? Biz on, Kimo on. All right. This is my first line. I got to get this out of the way, but Nick, you got to
okay.
go with me on all this. Right.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go through, and I need each one of y'all to give me a nomination. Each one of y'all to give me one nomination, okay? One nomination, all right? The first thing... The baddest man on 28, and you cannot nominate yourself. The baddest man on 28. All right, Wick, name the baddest man on 28, and you can't name yourself.
Big Ball Factor.
All right, Kimo. Kimo, open the mic. Being the Kimo will be tongue kissing. Butt naked, name yours.
Phil, from the white boy.
Phil?
Yeah.
White boy. Right now, I'm looking for... Biz went on mute, and Kimo done went on mute. But hold on, I got to get a couple more folks on the line. Y'all bear with me for 1 minute. I got uh, I got two Michigan numbers, 313-5415. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just listening, Jack.
All right, all right. Do you have a nomination for the baddest man on stick?
I'd say Big Ball Factor.
Big Ball Factor. Okay. I got another number, 313-0614. 313-0614. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please. Your mic is open. Go ahead. Just keep listening. All right, let me get some of the other people. 773. Huh? Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, this Twan from Chicago. I'm gonna speak for me, SVO. You said the baddest man on 28. I'm gonna nominate the SVO boys. Team SVO.
SVO. Okay, SVO. SVO. All right. Let me put this in here.
I forgot to mention, Jay, I beat them, too.
Huh? Oh, you beat them, too? Okay.
Well, Boost 12, SVO beat me. I beat Boost 12, but I'm going to beat SVO ass this weekend, Sunday.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, let me go to 313-0614. The mic is open. 313-0614, your mic is open. All right. Let's go to 773-3790. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
I'm here at 3490, Jay.
Huh?
Is that 3490? I'm off.
3490, yeah.
Right. Hey, Jay, I got a question for you.
All right, come on.
Given the criteria for a grudge race of the year, is there a minimum to a max amount of race that they have to run? I haven't heard that.
No, it's not a minimum or a maximum. The people who vote are told to consider these things. The number of races,
mm-hmm.
obviously, the multiple location of the races,
okay,
and the quality of the races, and whether they won or lost. And each man, and I can tell you, last year we had 16 people to vote, and the 16 people, we had 4 came out of the Midwest, 4 out of the Southwest, 4 out of the Northeast, and 4 out of the Southeast. Now, we may gain some voters this year, but the thing is, you know, we want it to be not based on what we lack, but based on a true evaluation of the people who won. We want the champion to be a true champion.
Hey, Jay, I got to say, Gagne raced in North Carolina, too, in Rockingham.
All right, so that'll be 6.
So
he tied with Wick on location.
So, Jay,
good night,
Jay. Huh? Is the voting going to be based on a percentage basis of your win-loss record, or is it going to be based on just your win record or your high-profile record?
What we're going to do is to the voters, we're going to present the information we have for the team. Now, like, for example, using Wick for example, we would not distinguish his cause. We would distinguish how many races he won, how many locations he raced in, and who he raced and won, and who he lost to. And the judge, it's up to the judge to weigh what he weighed. We're not going to close the judge in where he can only think the way we want him to think. Judge have the right to weigh the information that is given to him according to how he sees it.
And how many judges would it be?
A minimum of 16. It'll be 4 each. It'll be 4 from each region of the country. And right now we're saying the Southwest, the Midwest, the Northeast, mm-hmm. and the Southeast.
Okay. What up, dear?
Biz.
Jay,
I'm here. What's going on?
Why you kicking a dead horse? Go get that shit to that goddamn man. Cold Kill already told y'all to get
man, the baddest man on 28. Who do you nominate?
The SVO.
SVO? Okay. All right. He's already been nominated. Okay.
Okay. What about Bunnick?
Nobody. You already used up your vote, bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, you said they already been nominated, so.
But Naked have not been nominated.
I'm gonna nominate Butt Naked.
He was definitely cut with Wicat for not.
Why y'all still discussing that? Cold Killer said, "Go ahead and get the goddamn wick, car. He gonna cry. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and let that motherfucker have that shit. They just said it in the background a while ago when I come back from Florida, but you cut him off. He didn't get a chance to finish it. Go ahead and get it to him, goddamn it. Go ahead and get it to him.
No,
then they have
that one thing.
Get him that little shit.
Let me have it.
I can promise you this. The winner is going to be based on the criteria and not whether a man going to cry or whether a man going to give it away. It's going to be the winner going to be the winner based on the fact that we turn in. Yeah, go ahead.
Will the rule be more stricter next year or be more clear next year than this year? Because they're quite cloudy this year. Rick has really clouded he has really clouded the rules by his crime. He's coming out openly admitting that he's the grudge racer of the year.
Hold on. I like this,
you the cry baby.
DJ, go ahead, DJ.
I think the problem is letting it be known what the criteria is to win.
Right, that's the problem.
That's the problem. I mean, being that somebody, what the criteria is, you try to follow the blueprint and try to just do that. But I'm saying, if it's one of those things where, like you said, it's kind of a hidden criteria, and that person just win. But I mean, it is what it is now. But I think maybe the criteria may need to be changed next year.
Well, whether they change it or not, I'm going to do the same thing I did this year last year. Because when I'm racing, I don't even think about no damn good race of the year, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to get some ass right and some money. So, whatever the criteria may be.
I'm not saying nothing wrong with what you did. I'm not saying what you said. You did a whole lot for the game this year and all that. I'm gonna say that, but I'm just saying, if the criteria is known by everybody on what to do, then you might have a lot of people racing for the wrong reason, or just thinking if they can go out there and just race against anybody and become good.
Fun of the race. I don't think they're just gonna be doing that shit for the fun of it.
Hey yeah. Jay, I think we need to nominate. The sweetest race of the year, who just continue to give money away. I want to nominate myself and Dog. Money givers. I want to nominate money givers, Jay. Money givers. Me and Dog are getting money givers this year.
Somebody got to second it.
Okay.
I don't know, Biz. I ain't going to nominate y'all, Biz, because paying the lockups, y'all at least go out there and give a person a try, but the person paying the most lockups need to get the money giveaway. DJ Grant.
Yes, sir?
Hey, who do you nominate as the baddest George Carr on 28?
Baddest grudge call on 28.
And let me tell you, I'll tell you who the nominees already are, just so you won't waste your time.
Tell me that. Okay.
Hold on, don't tell them.
Because he's not he got to be the lame co-host. He got to be the lame co-host. Go ahead, DJ Grant.
Go ahead. I mean, give me the information everybody else got. God damn it. Don't leave me in the goddamn dark.
Put your
dog.
Hand out first. Say who first.
DJ Grant, you're contradicting yourself now. If they tell you what's going on, how the hell
am I contradicting myself? And the man just asked me. He said he had doggone choices.
It's only one person, the baddest man on 28th. I forget. Hell, it's Big Ball. Hell, he's the baddest on 28th.
You damn right, but DJ Grandpa would say Butt Naked.
Oh, damn.
But DJ Grant, who is the baddest man on 28th?
Yeah, I'm Damon Dash. I have a lot
of great ideas. Wait, who the baddest man on 28th ever kicked your ass, motherfucker? You got something to say for you tell my two big balls. I beat you, motherfucker.
Big Ball Factor beat me, too. He was the baddest man on 28 to beat me. But you need to fight DJ Grant, because he didn't say you, and he y'all co-host.
He not my cheerleader. He my co-host.
I'm still waiting on DJ Grant.
I hadn't named nobody. If I had to get, I would say Realtree.
Fucked up, buddy.
I'm just saying, as far as an opinion, I'm just saying, go ahead, fuck up, nigga. I had an opinion, an opinion is like an asshole, everybody got one, you need to go on to the next category.
And the extreme, who is the baddest extreme on 28th? Okay, I have to take SBOI because the first one is supposed to be nitrous. I'm sorry. So SBO can't be in the first one. That's nitrous. I'm reading the damn thing as I go down it. But the next one is extreme.
Okay, your show ain't cool, is it?
No.
All right,
Extreme, the baddest on Extreme on 28. Who do you recommend, Wick?
Or he
has maintenance. Hold on, I told somebody mic up. I can't hear that.
I'm on mute, Jay.
Now somebody watching TV or some shit. I don't know what the hell they watching. All right, let me open up a couple of mics. 219. I don't know what that. 219-4018. 219-4018. Your mic is open.
What's up?
What's going on? Who else is with?
Hey, we got pushed into the big dog shootout. Now we're getting pushed into the extreme 28. Man, you guys are all fucked up down there.
But this is going for the. I initially called out the baddest man on 28, but that was nitrous. So now I'm asking for the baddest extreme on 28. So Biz, who do you nominate the baddest extreme on 28, Biz? What is that?
He was the rim climber on a 6'9"
Can't hear the hell.
Oh, shoot, Jay, I have my phone on mute. This Biz. I don't know if I want to nominate SVO for the 28th or 29th, because they got in the 29th shootout with 28th and whooped every damn body. So, extreme 28th, I got to say. Huh?
Who you going to say?
I got to say the SVO.
SVO.
Jayvon, I got a question now. Where does he run shootout? I mean, not saying SBO, but shootouts, that count as grudge races?
No.
I'm asking for grudge races.
period. I'm asking for grudge racers. Now, I can't tell what a person nominate. I don't control that. But I'm talking about grudge racers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you talking about the Extreme Grudge 29 or Shootout 20?
Let me make sure.
Can I ask you a question? Now you asked about when you said 28 nitrous. You just said who did I nominate? Now you just asked me who would I nominate or who did I think was the best or the and I said one person. Now you're going on to extreme and you asking who do you nominate? See,
it's, yeah,
I mean, I can
now make
three or four people.
All right, y'all, hold on. Y'all got to hold on 1 second. Y'all bear with me so I can get everybody on the same page. I need everybody to pay attention for about the next 30 minutes so I can. All right, now, hold on. I'm going to mute everybody's mic just for 1 minute just so everybody can understand what I'm doing. All right, hold on, y'all. Y'all give me 1 minute. And because I'm trying to get rid of that background noise, too. Somebody watching TV, they want to talk good racing and talk All right, so y'all bear with me 1 minute. These, your mic is open. All right, now listen to this. Here we go. These are the categories. Button Necker asked me earlier, these are the categories, okay? The categories are the baddest stock suspension nitrous on 28. Category 2, the baddest extreme on 28. That means it does not have to be suspension, and it does. It could be nitrous or pro charger or turbo. Number 3, the baddest stock suspension on 29, nitrous. Number 4, the baddest extreme 29. Extreme 29 can be nitrous. It can be pro charger or turbo. And it does not have to be stock suspension. Number 5, the baddest true back half. All right. Number 6, extreme back half. Number 7, the most feared grudge car over all the different classes. The one car in all of grudge racing, not just one area, just the most extreme car in all of grudge racing, the most feared. Then we got the rookie of the year. We got the pro mod of the year. We got the grudge racer of the year. We got the track, the grudge track of the year. We got the videographer of the year, the radio talk host show of the year, the promoter of the year, and the top sportsman of the year. And then we have the fake racer of the year and the fake promoter of the year. So now, I'll open everybody's mic back up so that those are the things that we're trying to go on, and I need nominees for those things. So I'm opening everybody back up. Chemo, Butt Naked, hold on. I'm opening everybody's mic as soon as I can get back to the right screen. All right, now, here we go.
Hey, JJJ.
Go ahead.
The first one you said was suspension on 28s, correct?
Yep.
You didn't say nitrous only, correct?
Let me go back to the, let me pull it back up. there's a category. The first category is stock suspension on 28 nitrous, and the second category is extreme 28.
Now, see, me personally, I think you need to rewrite that. Because if you got stock suspension on 28, it should be stock suspension on 28, not nitrous only.
These are the same rules we've had for the last three years. So right now, let me tell you what I got. On stock suspension on 28, right now we have big ball factor. I don't know if he actually applied to that. White boys and real treat. Nobody nominated him.
I'll nominate him.
You can nominate him, DJ.
And let me ask you, ball factor ain't stock suspension on 28.
Ball factor is stock suspension.
Yeah, he's stock suspension.
He stock style tight. That's different, guys.
That man stock suspension just like you.
You shut the fuck up. I ain't talking to you.
Who's nominated Buck Naked on 28?
Terry.
Terry.
Okay. For Buck Naked.
I do.
Now we're moving to Extreme 28. Extreme 28 does not have to be on stock suspension, and they do not have to be turbo, pro charge, or nitrous. It can be any of the above.
Hold on. Okay, I nominate Butt Naked again and Turbo 10 and CC.
They ain't asked you yet, and you can't nominate for one.
You can't nominate for one person. You can't even.
Are you making the rules? Are you making the rules, or is Jay Bowen making the rules? I didn't need to get that.
You can't nominate for one.
Wait a minute. Jay, we gotta have some order. Call that hole over there out of pocket. Let me pimp slap that motherfucker one more time.
Hey, I'm trying to keep your shit in order, man. You got two dumb motherfuckers that ain't listening. You're fucking your shit up.
That's why you ain't gonna get the race of the year, bitch.
Who do you recommend at Extreme 28? And it could be a nitrous car, a supercharged car, or a turbo car. And it does not have to be stock suspension, but it can be.
And I can't name nobody. I can't name myself, right?
You can't name but one car.
I'm gonna say Turbo Tim. I'm gonna say Turbo Tim.
Turbo Tim.
Why you can't nominate yourself?
Jay said that.
Turbo Tim. All right. We got this. But next, who you nominate? But next,
what class you said? Extreme.
Extreme 28, it can be nitrous, supercharger, or turbo, and it does not have to be stock suspension.
I'm nominating Big Low.
Big Low,
he run 28 and 29. He showed
Big Low. All right. DJ Grant, who do you recommend? Who do you nominate?
Butt naked.
All right, did we get Biz? Terry, who
did
you nominate?
Yeah, SVO, damn it, Biz West.
Terry, who did you nominate?
Big Ball.
Jay
Grant.
I'm assuming. Let me ask you a question now. Y'all make sure that y'all nominate. When it comes time to vote,
people going to be voting on if a person actually raced somebody. And they did that. If they got the baddest car and never raced, they're not going to get any votes. All right?
That's why I nominated Turbo Team.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Jay, what about the person that been decking, motherfucker? What you going to do about them?
We got the fake racer of the
nominate
year.
Nominate you.
Because that, like, they talking about, I guess it ain't going to count. Well, Whitney got some calls on 28. They weren't even remember Whitney on 28. They've been ducking
me. I ain't ducking you. I done ran you. You beat me, sir. You beat
I'm
me.
I'm talking about the calls on 28. Right. You heard what I
number
said.
Number three.
But Jay, go ahead. Jay, go ahead.
Number three. All right. It's going to get interesting now. Number three. Nitrous Bad Man on Fox Suspicion 29. Nitrous. Baddest man on 29.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to
erase
and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
That ain't me. All right, Biz, who you named the baddest man on suspicion on 29? I gotta wait for Biz to come off. Y'all gotta wait for Biz to come off mute. All right. Who you recommend? Who you nominate with?
Nitrous.
Bad as hand on 29.
Doctor. I'm gonna have to go with I'm gonna have to go with Killer.
Who?
Go with who?
Killer, man.
Oh, Killer.
Yeah.
All right. DJ Grant, who you go with?
Stock Spitting on 29.
Nitrous.
Live action.
Nick, who you recommend? What nigga?
Shit, J-Hill, hell, that's all it is. What they just named, nobody else. That's stop suspension.
That's suspension. Let me go back to Chemo. Chemo, you there?
Real tree, you got two things
to vote on, Chemo. You got to recommend Extreme 28 stock suspension. Extreme 28 stock suspension. And then Nitrous. Baddest Nitrous on 29. Stock suspension.
Well, Extreme stock suspension on 28. I go with SBO on that.
SBO.
He already been nominated.
Okay, all right.
You put Real Tree down? You put Real Tree down, J-Bone?
Which player? 29 Nitrous. I got Cold Killer, Live Action, and Real Tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't nobody. So I put Danye in there.
Stock
suspicion.
I don't know nobody else but Cold Killer. I don't know about
him. Okay. All right. We're going to the next class. Next class is Extreme. 29. Extreme 29 means it could be Nitrous, Pro Charger, or
a turbo. It does. It can or it cannot be. It can or cannot be stock suspension. Kimo, start with you.
I'm gonna put for this. That's just this year, right?
Yeah, this year.
I gotta go with Cold Kill.
Okay. Cold Killer. All right, Wick, who you got? Extreme
29. I'll go with Dunye.
DJ Grant, who you got?
Live action.
Did Biz ever come back on the line? Terry, who you got? You need to, Terry, if you there, you need to do two classes.
Wet.
All right, Extreme 29, who you going?
Wet.
Wick, good talk.
King Kong.
King Kong. All right, Nitrous 28, stock suspension.
Butt naked.
Naked run 29?
Oh, 29?
Yeah, Nitrous 29, stock suspension. Nitrous 29, stock suspension.
Is Big Low? Stock suspension?
Big Low. Yeah. All right, moving
y'all,
to the
next. Give me something for challenging. Y'all give me something for challenging all the motherfuckers on 29. I'm the only one that ever did that shit.
We moving it.
Hey, quit your crying.
Moving it to backhand.
Yeah,
the backhand. Who
the hell that weak? Who that weak motherfucker talking?
Nitrous backhand. Nitrous backhand. Start with you, Wick.
Backhand. Nitrous backhand. True back. His nephew? What about nephew? Stone Cold.
That's South Force.
Okay, that's South Force. Okay. Well, shit, I got it. I had to go with the B.
The B. Okay.
I go with
All right. Say what, Jay?
DJ Grant can tell who he going with.
Still.
I nominate Whitney now. They back have that motherfucking King Kong car. It damn sure is.
But Nick, who you recommend?
901 boy.
What car?
All them bitches back have every last one of them. I'm nominate King Kong.
Hey.
That's the truth. That car got goddamn ladder balls up under, man. That backhand.
Ladder balls back there.
What is Zabo, man? What is Zabo? He backhand or stock suspension?
He's stock
suspension.
Last year,
Zabo ran in the Extreme 29. He was a nominee.
He's falling.
He was in the...
Yeah,
I know he's not.
Extreme 29.
Okay.
Extreme 29.
Oh.
Harry, we need a
nice
backhand.
Leaky Leon.
Do it, Leaky. All right, let me see here. Let me look. All right, hello.
What's Tony Wright is,
now,
man? He back there for...
Yeah, he can go. He can go in the Extreme 29 class.
Yeah,
there.
He's gonna be at the Extreme 29 class.
They backhand, too.
Well, I mean, you can put it in both
ways. Backhand,
I
mean,
Jake. I'm a, all right, you backhand.
Tony Wright. But they're going off with Ty Saturday run.
Tony Wright is
well,
in
I'm the
extreme.
Only one
that
when they,
you heard
when they say extreme, they just go by the fast side.
Oh, okay.
But next
they can be whatever.
Food, I'm not a backhand motherfucker. Only one that shit still broke to the floor pan. The only one. The only one.
But you ain't.
Believe that.
You
backhand,
but I bet you ain't.
All right, I do go to the floor pan.
How long, y'all?
I am too, man.
All right. Listen to this now. The most feared grudge call. The most feared grudge call.
Cold killer.
Who's that? Who all out there?
Butt naked.
Right, cold killer.
I'm gonna go with that skinny man. With the skinny man. What call they got?
Live action. That's what I'm gonna go with.
Live action.
Now, both of y'all can vote the same man, then.
Wait. The most,
right, I'm gonna go with,
feared grudge call. The most feared grudge call. Wait.
I would say I'm gonna speak off.
I think we all know one thing.
Big Ball.
The Big Ball fan
ain't with nobody this year, have you?
They won't let them.
So, and me.
I have an idea. So, what's the answer? All right, Karen. Who you got? Who you got,
Karen? I have to say, probably the only one left be King Kong.
Also, nobody think that Donnie is a bad at that a good that the most feared good stuff.
Hell no.
You gotta keep on like submit.
If
you can't hold you, you feel like
Kong.
Okay.
Feel like I'm really
sorry. All right. But you gotta understand when you say fear, it's like the people that really it's hard for them to get racist. So.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And that would be the reason they would be hard to get racist. They know nobody want to race.
Right. Right.
All right, now let's go. This is gonna be hard for y'all. Who is the rookie of the year?
When you say rookie, that means somebody's new to the game or just
The most upcoming
on the national scene. On the national scene.
Y'all always y'all more quick that y'all know I got that already. Put that shit down. That's me right there. Y'all
on
mama,
you been out, butt naked. You been around.
It ain't about being out. It ain't about the who just been out.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What are we talking about?
It's somebody who ain't been known.
That's
literally
about to know now.
You won't mind, Jay?
Huh?
I'm going to nominate Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Well,
Let me find it. What about North? I'm damn missing it. Chemo. Is Chemo got his damn mic on mute? Terry, who you nominate for Rookie of the Year?
Shit.
That means somebody come out on the national scene. You just not on the national scene.
Give me a minute.
All right.
Do I fit in that category, J Bone?
Yeah, but nigga, if somebody nominates you, you was on the national scene last year because you got nominated for a couple of things last year.
No,
hell,
I didn't get nominated for shit last year.
Who do you recommend, butt nigga?
Me. We can leave the other shit alone.
But nigga,
me.
Nah, who do you
nigga,
who do you nominate?
Who, me?
DJ Grant, who do you nominate?
I was gonna say the guy, the SBO from up north.
Yeah, Terry. Terry,
okay,
yeah.
Let me help y'all out with one, since y'all don't seem to know who in the hell this person is. He's so new that I got to help y'all know who he is. He's a team that has been kicking Arkansas ass everywhere they go.
Scooby.
That's true. Yeah, definitely. Scoob, yeah. Well, I can't nominate nobody else, but, yeah.
Y'all ain't nobody going to put Scooby in it?
Well,
okay.
I mean.
Time.
Yeah, that's a new. I mean, you can say live action.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Hello.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
But basically, it would have to be like a new car though, too, right? Something like it has to be.
If they new on the national scene, they might have been racing locally,
right.
But they on the national scene.
Yeah.
If they
that's
new to the national scene.
Terry and Arkansas, them three good ones right there.
Okay.
What about Ground and Pound?
Ground and Pound. You can't talk. They because when you talk about Arkansas, I think Ground and Pound travel more than Arkansas. SVO
travel
a pretty good bit. Let me see who I got here. 414-6614. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
I was already open, Jay. That was me just missing the Ground and Pound. This stole from the last famous.
All right. Who am I speaking with?
This Stoke.
Stoke, what's up?
What's going on? I know Ground and Pound and my brothers.
Yeah, you got the. Dog say that SBO is not a rookie.
What?
Oh, he not.
He said we all some dummies because SBO is not a damn rookie. Now, this is my first year hearing about SBO, so I don't know. The dog.
Hey,
that's why I said it.
That car just came out of the garage in May.
That's what I'm
brand
talking about.
New over the winter. Teddy built that car from scratch. He has never raced, ever.
Let's see here. Let's go back to, all right, that was the rookie of the year. We got Arkansas, SVO, Scooby, and Ground and Pound as the nominee for rookie of the year, and also we got the most feared rookie of the year. Then we got pro mod of the year. All right, who's the pro mod of the year? You can't be one man on that one. I'm gonna see what y'all say. Pro mod of the year.
Mike Hill.
All right, DJ Grant.
I said Mike Hill first. I'm gonna say,
y'all, it's like y'all forgetting the man that do all the damn races.
Goddamn, in Alabama, Mr. Hitman, goddamn 5-speed. What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah,
you know
man,
I
man, how can y'all forget 5-speed, man? 5-speed. Four more in a year. All right, what about out of Texas? He keep letting Birdman whoop his ass out there in he letting that backpack keep whooping his ass. I can't think of his name right now. Roy James. Yeah, he keep letting Birdman tear his ass up. All right, moving past that, now we're going to get into the good stuff. We got the Grudge Racer
Did we ever nominate the George Brace of the Year? All right, George Brace of the Year.
The damn show ain't weak.
I'm gonna say
right, let's start with Wick. Hold on, let's start with Wick. Wick, who you nominate? Grudge Racer of the Year.
Shit. I'm gonna go with Killer.
Alright, Cole Killer. Alright, DJ Grant.
I'm gonna go with Wick.
Alright, which car?
King Kong.
Well, that should be Maul, not Wick. That should be Maul, goddammit.
Oh,
shit. Terry, who you nominate?
Kanye.
Kanye.
I dominate Real Tree. Nominate Real Tree.
Real Tree.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see who we didn't get this time. Who haven't nominated somebody?
I'll vote for you.
Kimo. What the hell is Kimo doing?
Tongue kissing with Biz.
Let me open up another mic. 630-630-0018. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
I nominate Wit with King Kong.
In which category?
Grudge Race of the Year.
Grudge Race of the Year. All right.
And who is
now
this?
Now we got who's making this nomination?
Wit already been nominated though.
You hold on. You his cousin. Why in the hell you got your brother vote, man? All right, let's go back to the list. All right, now we're looking for the Grudge Track of the Year. Grudge Track of the Year.
Oh,
wait. Right, Grudge Track of the Year. All right,
Wick,
start with you, Wick.
You already know I'm done. I'm gonna say.
You can't nominate your own track, Wick.
Oh, okay. I go with the House of Hoop.
House of Hoop. All right, DJ Grant. Remember DJ Grant. Butt Naked.
The Zoo.
Track of the Year.
The Zoo.
Zoo. Darren.
I'll go with Holly Springs.
Holly Springs.
Hell, somebody got to nominate Alabama. I mean, Montgomery, I wonder what the hell I was thinking about. Oh, I can't do my own track. That's what that is.
You can't do your own track, Butt Naked. Let me see who haven't nominated somebody.
I'll go with 131.
Who making that nomination?
It's Stokes again.
All right, so you going with 131?
Yes, sir.
All right. And anybody else? Any other nominations for Track of the Year? No tracks out of Texas this year. Last year, we had a lot of tracks out of Texas.
Y'all got about five of them tracks. All been.
And, all right. Hold on one second. All right, now we're going to Track of the Year. All right, and this is going to be it. Videographer of the Year. I don't even know if y'all ready for that one yet. Videographer of the Year. Mm-hmm. Videographer of the Year. All right. Wick, it's on you first.
But I can't vote for BET.
and your old man with.
okay. I go with slouch.
Number one. Ouch.
I'm going with Gunny Pitt.
That's it.
You can't go with Gunny Pitt. He grudge in.
Yeah, what the hell they got to do with it? He ain't from where I'm at.
That motherfucker ain't no good. That motherfucker ain't no goddamn grudge in. Who else you got?
Wait a minute. Hold up, Jay. Why you call my man a motherfucker? What's up with that? What's wrong with you?
Well, that nice gentleman is not good. Okay.
I want you to apologize. I want that nice gentleman to say you sorry.
Stand down. I'm sorry. I apologize. That son of a bitch ain't a son of a bitch. He's a damn nice gentleman. He's a nice gentleman. All right. Now, what about Terry? Who do you recommend? Who you nominate?
Peso.
Peso. All right.
Money Bar Productions.
All right. I'm just in case some of y'all might have forgot some people. I'm gonna name a couple
in
of
folks. In the cut.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
You can't say Peso without saying Motor City Jimbo.
Okay.
I just want y'all to know that Dolomite in the cut. Last year it was Dolomite in the cut, Gunny Pit, and Pro Spot Joe. So I just want to make sure y'all.
BET out either.
Yeah, y'all. But ain't nobody gonna nominate BET.
I got him.
Who called his name?
Stokes
got BD. Okay. All right. Now we're going to talk show host of the year. Who's talk show host of the year?
Shit. Well, you got to be with a dog.
Everybody gonna say dog.
Okay, we got dog.
I go with Crew Chief and T5.
Dog
is the number one talk show of the year.
T5.
J-Bar.
Damn right. I like that one myself. J-Bar, I like that motherfucker. But nigga, do you hear me calling the motherfucker?
Yeah.
But nigga got the best show. I forgot, Bud Naked got the best show.
Bud Naked.
That's all he's good. Having a fucking show.
You're right. Right. Show out on your motherfucking ass, boy.
All right, the next, we got the promoter of the year.
The real one or the fake?
The real promoter of the year.
I'm gonna say Mike Hill, Michael D. Nice Hill.
Alright.
Call that man real name, gay ass nigga.
Say you the N word on the show,
you
motherfucking punk.
Aren't they a little Tony?
Yes.
They got to be Lil Tony hands down. He feed everybody at the track.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, he do.
So we got two. Nice kids. We got two so far. That's it.
Mike Hill, y'all got Mike. You got Mike Hill.
I got Mike Hill and Lil Tony.
See how he gonna ask? Do you got Mike Hill? He just said, don't say that man real name on the show, and you call me an N word. What kind of chump is him?
All right. The next one is the top sportsman of the year.
Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang.
That's a pro mark.
So top sportsman?
Stone Cold.
Anybody else? Top sportsman of the year.
Dolomite.
Dolomite.
Brown McDonald.
Brown McDonald. Anybody else?
The GOAT. Wild Child.
Tony Bynes.
With a wild child. All right, now here comes the good stuff. Now here comes the good stuff. The fake promoter of the year.
Oh, what's up, baby?
That gotta be Mississippi Joe.
That gotta be Mississippi Joe.
Who that is? Who nominated him? Who that is?
Wick nominated Mississippi Joe.
Oh, man. All right, we got any more fake promoters of the year?
Pro Stock Joe.
Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah, right. Joe.
I don't know why the hell y'all get folks out here. All right.
Wait.
Do you smell them motherfucking ribs?
All right, now we got the fake racer of the year.
Goddamn butt naked.
I got mailman at the
Who is it?
The
mailman. Okay, who else?
It's the mailman slash bug.
Who nominated Kimo?
But Nick nominated Kimo.
Nah, hell I didn't. Don't throw no goddamn rock and hide to hand, you weak motherfucker.
What happened? What I missed? What I missed?
We're trying to figure out who the fake racer of the year.
Fake rest of the year.
Do that include Deccan, J-Bone?
That include Deccan.
Wick with them cards that sit on 28. That bitch know he done ducked me.
But nigga, the man raised, he might have ducked you, Wick, but the man done raised all kinds of country, man. The man
well,
is
hell,
the The man is in the running for the good race of the year, Butt Nick.
That man, he shouldn't be in the running for the good race of the year. We already know who that is. And number two, he ducked me with them damn cars. He sit just like me with two cars. And we're not really with nan one of them motherfuckers. I got to step out my class to run.
I'm going to see if you're going to keep on the run. Just keep
it
out of me. Keep it out of me.
I got it.
We're going to see who's going to be ducking. I bet you do more ducking than me.
DJ Grant, had that man not ducked me all year long with them damn cars, or have he not?
Yeah, hell no.
DJ, you still on the phone? Or he?
I didn't mute his mic. He's trying to act like his mic muted.
He's still
his
doing something. But that
muted.
Man don't duck me. You can go back and listen to every show that we got. That man done ducked me with every fucking goddamn cone 28 that he got.
Nah, I didn't. You done beat me.
Say what?
The nigga.
Yeah.
How did you done beat me?
The nigga.
You what? Yeah, Jay.
Are you saying that you would put anything that Wick got on 28? I want to make sure you saying what you're saying.
I'm saying that. He done ducked me with everything that they got over there on 28. He want to shoot me with the bad car they got. That was that King Kong. And I whooped that motherfucker, and I saw that weak-ass goddamn candy cane. I asked for that bitch, too. They won't even give me that one.
What else? You
butt naked. Did I not ask you?
I know how you feel, butt naked. I'm starting to feel that over here.
Say what now?
I said I'm starting to feel your same pain over this way.
Oh, yeah. That way he gonna
what you trying to say, Terry? What you trying to say, Terry? You trying to say that Wick is dodging you?
No. That ain't what he's saying. He's saying Wick is a decking motherfucker.
Let me straighten this up. What you trying to say, Ted?
Hey, you know we were supposed to raise Predator. Now you lock in your car.
Oh, Terry. Now, I ran your Boost 12 car first between turbo.
Boost 12, hey, Boost 12 ain't with us.
Well, you need to make your mind up. You need to make your mind up. You said it was.
You said last week you want to get back with Predator. Then you get on the show and sucker my guys in the race in the junior car.
I didn't sucker shit in. Your guys came on and asked if they wanted to run, and I locked their ass in.
Yeah, see, they don't know anything.
But then I tell you, if we get away with Junior, I'm going to run y'all with Predator. I ran y'all with Predator at the house hook, and you beat me.
Yeah, you blew the tires off. No one made. You didn't make a clean hit, so you don't know. You just scared, so now you got to throw a junior car.
I run you with Predator too.
Let me clear something up.
Wick, as the potential grudge racer of the year 2014, what do you care? What is your official position on SBO?
1-1. I call it 1-1.
Okay.
Jay Barn.
Hey, Jay Barn.
Boost 12 was with y'all, Tim.
Boost 12 ain't.
Hey,
Jay
Barn. That's the only reason why I gave you some get back in House of Hook.
No. Because
I thought Boost 12 was with you.
Boost 12's from Northside Chicago.
Okay, I thought y'all was together. I gave you some get back with the other car because I beat Boost 12 and they red light.
And you didn't beat Boost 12. He red lit.
That's why I gave you some get back.
Get back. It's the same race, same car.
Okay, you locked in with Junior 2. I'm going to lock you in with the Predator 2. I'm going to lock both of them in.
So we're going to race Predator first, though, right?
It don't matter which one you race first.
Okay.
You locked in with both of them.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, you can race Predator first. I'll lock you in with it 301,000.
Okay,
you still got to run Junior too because he's locked in with Junior.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that.
All right, I ain't got no problem with that.
Ooh. Hey, that was easy. No. Why you and Butt Naked got to argue for 6 months?
Well, he's a fake motherfucker, and he need to win fake race of the year because he's a fake motherfucker.
No. See, you want to crack jokes and tell lies.
I have
offered this motherfucker to lock in
you
all three of them goddamn cars. Shut up, boy.
I tried to run you in the motherfucker.
You don't want the truth to be told.
I tried to offer you to lock in all three of them.
Why you keep cutting me off, man? I let you talk. Let me talk. I have offered you to lock in all three of them goddamn cars you got on one day. You backed up. Why that?
Offer this then, 103 Orlando, King Kong, and Pacific.
When I get closer to my date, I want to lock in all three of them bitches in Orlando.
I don't have all three of them. I don't have one over there. That's King Kong.
See, that's how you
want
to do. You want to rim me, but you don't want to rim me with the car that sit on 28. That's what you don't want to do.
You don't want this trouble, boy.
Hey, either one you want to go out the back door?
Huh?
Either one of you want to go out the back door?
With who? With who?
With the SVO.
I'd go out the back door with King Kong, with
you. And Orlando?
Damn right.
All right, when it gets closer, we'll talk when it gets closer.
Let me know.
When it gets closer, Jerry, why had that motherfucker bagging when it's time to rim me? He won't rim me with a car that sit like me. I got to step outside of my class to rent that motherfucker.
Like,
but you know what? I don't beat your ass. I'm not going to rent you no more. Until you rent me with 28 on one of them goddamn cars, fuck you. I ain't stepping outside of my class no more.
Hey, Terry,
I like what he
is where he say Friday night he will run King Kong out the back door. And he said it tonight. Wish you a man of your motherfucking word. Yeah.
How you gonna tell that man here, man, his motherfucking word? That bitch won't raise nobody that sit like him. He always got to be outside of his way. Man, my ass, real out of fact, motherfucker. That bitch won't run me.
Well, you run one of these purple motherfuckers. You run one of these. I done ran you, motherfucker.
You want to run me with your goddamn 29 time. I said run me on 28 with them cars that you got.
You need to put some 29s on your car. You think 29?
No, no. You got two cars in your camp. How in the fuck you going to be the grub rest of the year, bitch, and you scared a motherfucker to sit like you? Answer that question.
Man,
well, ring me then.
I don't
both of them motherfuckers in you got on 28 and the one. I tell you what, you
I'm
weak motherfucker.
I'm with you, man.
Let me tell you something. When they get close to Orlando, I'm going to lock in all four of them cars you got in your camp. That's what I'm going to do. I want the 228 bird, then I want King Kong, then I want that goddamn candy cane.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you.
I'm
going to
show you something. I'm going to show you something. I am going to show you. Now, J-Ball, you got your show back.
You
got your show back, man.
You just wait the next year. I'm going to show you who does it.
No, I ain't waiting on next year. This year ain't over.
Let me catch you at Fat Tuesday. All the races that's on the motherfucking calendar now. I'm going to all the motherfuckers. You better not let me catch your motherfucking ass nowhere. I'm going to show you, ducking boy.
You ducking. You trying to ruin with that goddamn two chest car y'all just got together. Do what you're trying to do.
You're
trying to ruin with two chest car. Well, you so goddamn bad, ruin me with them weak motherfuckers that you got now.
I'm going to hold you with King Kong. I'm trying to run you with King Kong.
I want Predator and that goddamn Junior car.
Predator won't beat you. Predator or Junior won't beat you.
You telling a lie? You telling a lie?
Them all can't whoop you. Them all can't whoop you.
Hell, King Kong can't whoop me either.
Well, lock in for Orlando.
Then I tell you when I get close to the dick, I want all three of them. That's the only way I ring you in Orlando. I want all three of them.
Well, you ain't going to get
all
three. That's going to be over there. Ain't going to be one over there.
And you nominated for the current race of the year? How in the fuck is that?
Going over there.
Take
we
that bitch name
off
the list, Jake.
We going
take
over there
to
run killer in the party. So... all that shit you talking about ain't talking about shit.
Take your name off the list, Jay. He ain't no fucking grudge racer. Y'all talking about how many cars he got in the camp. That motherfucker got a car to sit just like me. I don't. And he gonna rip me with them motherfuckers.
Man,
you
goddamn
right
quiet,
I'm saying it. I'm a bad
Jake
bitch, and you know it. I'm a bad
Jake,
bitch,
you
know it.
You done beat me. You done beat me.
No, motherfucker, I ain't beat you right.
I can't beat you.
I ain't beat you right.
I'm gonna ask you this. I throw the right dick still on your back.
His dick didn't get on my back, homie. That's the only way I can get a raise. You know why? You know why I ran to a raise? Because a motherfucker like you won't rim me. I got to step out my way. I think I'm doing pretty good. Homie. What the fuck you doing? You doing, homie?
I'm doing pretty
good. You ain't doing shit. Let me tell you something. You will not run a car that got a tire bigger than yours. You want somebody to be up under you at all times. You got to have an edge on the motherfucker.
Now I run everybody.
Well,
I run
with them cars that fit like
hey, Whit.
Me. Huh?
Whit.
Yeah.
You want to try something else on a 275 on Saturday or Sunday?
What do you mean on 275?
We're going to bring our other car down, our other Mustang.
I tried with King Kong. I heard y'all was trying to bring a sneak car down there. Bring that motherfucker on down there.
No, you put King Kong on a 275, we'll try it.
Nah, I don't know what y'all got turbo in.
No.
Nitrous? What is it? Pro charger?
Yep.
All right then, I run you with King Kong. Shit. You got a bread on that motherfucker. You got a bread on that motherfucker. You think I'm gonna run you with a 275 car? Hell
yeah,
no.
Put a 275 on, we'll try.
Nah, I'm gonna run you with King Kong. Y'all trying to switch all these cars and bring all these different cars. When I do that, y'all get to crying and shit. So bring any motherfucking thing you want, Terry. I'm going to run you with King Kong. I don't give a fuck what you bring. I don't care what you bring, Terry. You can bring a fucking pro mod. I'm going to run you with King Kong. How about this?
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all going to be down there Saturday testing?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, They'll be testing, Saturday. Whatever you bring, Terry, I don't care what you bring. I'm going to run it with King Kong other than the SVO car.
All right.
the field one. I don't care what it is. I don't get to even tell me what it is.
Jerry, you better tell him to lock that in because he'll change his mind.
No, I don't change my mind. I don't change my mind. I ain't paid for one.
This motherfucker, I know everybody out here that listen on this show.
And
turn
around and erase the motherfucker that I paid the lockup to.
This motherfucker to me like goddamn, I don't know what.
You really sound like a dummy, man, because everybody
no,
knows.
No, no, everybody in the world know what it is, man.
I'm on the phone with a race car. Everybody on this phone with a race car to race, so you sound like a dummy.
You might be don't ran a lot of folks on that phone, but you ain't ran me.
I done ran your dumb ass. I done ran your
but
dumb ass.
You got that with a car out my class, but I beat you. I'm talking about other motherfuckers.
And you beat me. Now, what the
I'm
fuck I look like when you with a smaller tire and a smaller motor and you to beat the big tire?
I got a smaller tire.
Come on, man. I guess you look like a gremlin for something. Because you think like one, too. Because you don't look like a gremlin. You think like one.
Wait. You a weak motherfucker. That's what that is. You a weak motherfucker.
Man. You look just
you
like
want
your
that
car,
advantage.
Man.
If you get Grand Race of the Year,
you
I want to tell
you
your ass, whatever plaque they give you, or whatever plaque or trophy, if you win, I challenge you for that shit. I want to bust that bitch in the middle of the track.
Bell,
I want to bust that bitch in the middle. If you win
it.
If you win it, I want to bust that bitch in the middle of the track.
Now, I'm going to take that bell and slap the shit out you with if they give it to me.
No.
Walk right up to your table and slap the shit out you. We're going to
tell
that motherfucking banquet out.
Let me tell you something.
We're going to turn that motherfucker out.
We talking about busting that plaque that you get. But if you put your hand on me, motherfucker, I'm going to bury you down there.
Good. I'm going to slap the shit out you with the belt
hey,
they give me, motherfucker.
Hey, did y'all realize
right.
one thing?
You better have you.
I want y'all to know one thing. Hold on, listen to this. The man that holds the 29 Extreme belt, Lil Rick, nobody nominated Lil Rick for nothing. I just want y'all to know.
I nominated
Lil Rick
for Grand Race of the Year, because Wick ain't shit. Put him on
there. Hey, Jay, is it a belt you get or a flat? Let me know.
It's a belt.
Oh, but Blake Nicky, don't be at that banquet.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there just because you told me not to be there. I'm going
to
tell y'all that. I know these shows are recorded. I'm going to say that loud
yeah.
and clear.
Say it
loud
and clear.
If that bitch slap me with that belt, I'm going to be crying.
You ain't going to do
that,
shit.
Therefore, I can't see. I'm going to tell the judge I can't see when I'm crying. Y'all better lay down. When I leave them goddamn 150 rounds on his ass, he going to know what it is.
Man, you ain't got no fucking 150 rounds. You ain't got two shots, let alone to 150, motherfucker.
You better believe it, you freaking finger motherfucker.
you stun gun carry, motherfucker. I done been hit with a stun gun before. That shit ain't going to knock me out. All
right. I'm telling you now.
Police,
I tell you, for whatever you win, I'm going to bust that shit in the middle of the track.
Ain't gonna be at the track. We're going to be at the banquet.
I'm talking about after the goddamn banquet.
And
you're going to
the
track and ring you for that shit.
Larry's
going to ring you for that shit.
Larry the security at the banquet, top flight. Larry the security at the banquet. So if you violate the banquet, Larry going to tear your ass up.
What the hell ever? You scary motherfucker, you.
Boy, you wish you would like me then, boy.
Hell no, I don't want my
finger
freaking and bald-headed, motherfucker.
Shit, your face crooked and fucked up. Shit.
You telling a goddamn lie?
Shit, ask them girls to be with you. That girl be frying like a motherfucker behind your back.
What you talking about? What you talking about? You better be glad I'm in that house. With my old lady, I can't say what I want to say, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, you ugly motherfucker, you. Let me tell you, so you look like that car. The car yours. You favor that car yours. hey,
I'm
quit hating on me. Quit hating on me, old butt nigga. Quit hating on me.
I hating on you. I'm not hating on
you.
You
hating on me, man. You hating on me.
Okay.
You can't. Why would you hate on
Jay,
the George Race of the
Jay Bond, this is the scared motherfucker you got up for a war right here. Him.
Hey, I want y'all to know, too, that last year, that this year, Tony Bynes have not been nominated for anything, and he was nominated last year. Last year, also, the Gangster Boo was not nominated for nothing this year. I'm just letting y'all know things that my time
you don't have.
He what? What y'all said? He what? Who that was? Say what?
But I mean, this is just a selected few people on this phone. Now, I mean, I feel like Tony Bynes should definitely be on the list. I mean, but I can only nominate one person. There's several people I would still like to nominate, but...
Where you been, DJ? You just not coming back?
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Where you over? I asked you, goddamn it, what you think about that whip been ducking me all year with them cars and shit like me?
I didn't hear you when you said it.
What you think about that shit, though?
Oh, that's true now. I mean, he ain't been trying to run you. Well, he did try to run you with Junior.
I ran him, you tag along motherfucker. You outran him.
Who a tag along motherfucker?
I gave y'all what y'all wanted. What about him not coming to Holly Springs, DJ Grant? What about that? You done been there. He won't come.
I'm damn sure ain't coming.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one thing I gotta say about Tony. He, you know, for Grudge Racer a year, yeah. But for any cars, he ain't had a car long enough. You know what I mean? Like, Whit, he's got King Kong that he's had all year. Cold Killer
well,
all year. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta say this, though. I mean, but for him to come out, he came out. Didn't he come out with the Gangsta Boo? Did he come out with the Gangsta Boo this year?
Yeah.
The Gangsta Boo been a whole lot of goddamn races in this year. Huh?
That damn
Gangsta Boo car
ain't won no damn race.
That Gangsta Boo car has been in the race. He got his ass blown out several times, but he been racing now.
He raced Turbo GT, got his ass blown out.
He raced, what's the other dude, guy out of North Carolina? He raced Real Tree? I mean, Lil Rick and Real Tree, didn't he? He beat Lil Rick twice, I think.
Hey, did Tony pay the punk out yesterday? What's the deal?
I don't know about that.
What happened at the track yesterday? He paid a punk out to Killing Time?
Yeah, he paid the punk out. I have no idea.
He paid the punk out. Tony Bynes paid
the
punk out.
Who are you supposed to be racing?
Killer Time.
And Phil Schuster, in which car? In which car?
The Mustang, I believe he had. They say Tony couldn't get down the track downtown.
Tony didn't want to get down the track.
And get his brain.
Just like he don't want to get to the track. What the difference?
They put naked. That was one of my advertising advisors. They would let me know my Facebook page. I've been on Facebook only like 18 hours, I got 1,100 likes already, man.
I don't know about no Facebook, boy. I don't even know how to get on Facebook. Instagram, I don't got none of that shit. Don't want none of it.
That's why I say I got somebody doing it for me. I don't know how to get on there either, but I got somebody running it for me.
I don't fuck with it, period. Nothing. When they come around for the census, I don't even feel that shit out.
Well, when you ugly as you is, I wouldn't get on no shit like that either.
Hey, there's a motherfucker fuck you then.
Hey, I got another question, y'all. Live action has been nominated for almost 4 categories. And how many races have they had in 2013?
One. That's why I ain't nominated for none, because they had that many races.
But they.
I nominated for two or three. I know one is most free because they had that hard for them to get some action. Two, they are some bad motherfuckers on 29. I mean, can't pick. I mean, that's why ain't nobody trying to really go with them. Ain't nobody trying to lock them in.
Well, you're right about them, about the nominees, but they just ain't raised nobody. That's why I didn't. But you're right about shit.
Yeah.
Spirit and all that shit. But I tried
mother,
to nominate
them. Mother gotta be winning the race before them to race.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I just want you all to know.
I started the race
one time in the whole 2013, been nominated for four different categories.
I tell you one thing. Some people think they some damn bad motherfucker. That's all. I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, J-Bone.
Yeah.
You missed the category.
Who was it?
Who stand on the line the longest after they get their head blown off?
You're talking about butt naked when
Yeah, when you had to tap him on the shoulder, when you had to tap him on the shoulder, said, "Man, the race is over with."
I let him butt naked away.
Did y'all see that video I put up on him? Well, I know you were mad about that.
I wasn't mad about that shit, motherfucker. Right.
What was you looking at the track for, butt naked though? What was you looking at? Track
I was trying to see why that bit was tie shaking. If you paying attention to what I was doing, I figured out why I was tie shaking. That when that bit was finna tear up, that shit was shaking out up under the hood. The damn throttle stopper wore. The lunch.
Uh-oh.
That what was going on. That when that bit kept tie shaking in the first hit, and then when we ran Tony, that bit fell on off when we ran. What's the name? No problem, homie. I'll be back.
What are you saying? What you saying? The tire shaking off the launcher loop?
No, the bitch already done vibrated a loop. It let the car open and close. That's what they were doing. Look at the video.
Right, okay.
Other than me standing on the track, look at the video with the flame going in and out. If them flames never came on and stayed on.
Right.
I know what it was.
I see that.
I know what it was, homie.
No, I was just asking. I ain't trying to.
I know exactly what it was. Y'all trying to get there. Y'all glad to see me get my ass to up out my class. When I bet they don't come out the class no more for your bad ass.
You went out your class? That would have been a good race.
I was out my class. Hit that man 29 back, hey. But I tried something. That man can't screw out the trailer. You think I wasn't going to try that? You goddamn skip, I'm going to try it. If you come out the trailer again, I'm going to try that as a goddamn game.
Well, you throwing up and shit. You scared.
Let me tell you something, homie. I had no reason to throw up.
You
I came out here and did something that none of y'all weak asses they never did over there.
Man, I tried to run Tony right off the trailer in Macon. He get the money back. Man, we had already gave the money to Tight Man. He get the money back. But he didn't want to do it.
I don't believe that.
Call it next.
I don't have Tony right now.
We both gave Type Man $2,000 apiece. Type Man came, tapped me on the back and gave me my money back. Then Tony said he didn't want to do it. The corporate was messing up. It ain't no motherfucker out here I ain't tried to run, boy.
It means you ain't tried to run me. You will not run me with a car to sit like me.
I swear you couldn't have got past
That's the reason why you're running Terry now, because you think you got the advantage of them. You think you got some on top of them.
I'm running Terry now because they bring in action, man.
Motherfucker, I'm bringing you action.
You don't bring no action?
Motherfucker, you just won't run me. I am trying to bring you some action, man. You scared of me. You don't want to take that loss.
Terry's going to run me.
The real reason why you won't run me is because you know
you don't have a fighting chance in hell to whoop me with nothing that y'all got over there.
No.
Nothing.
Real reason why I done ran you, so you can't say the real reason why I won't run you.
I used to just sit back on that radio show and let you talk that shit to me for months and months and months. You said I wasn't going to be shit. You said I wasn't going to do shit. And when I came out that motherfucker and I got that bitch halfway figured out, motherfucker, you went in a goddamn corner and would not move.
Man, look, I went off what Mississippi Joe told me. Mississippi Joe told me you was a play pretty, and I just went with that.
Ain't that for play with me. Next.
No, you a play pretty now. You a play pretty.
What the hell ever?
Just got an ugly car. You a play pretty.
Hey, you call what you want to call. Just ain't got no paint on it, what make it? Huh?
You are a play pretty, man.
I bet you I got more shit on that motherfucker you got around one of them pretty motherfuckers you got.
I say you a play pretty, man. Anytime
you call my car ugly, I'm offended by that shit, you weak bitch. Call my car ugly again.
Yeah, it is. Your car is ugly, man. Now, you know
I ain't
got
my car.
Look
at them goddamn cheap-ass rim you got on them weak motherfuckers you got. I bet my rims are more than yours. I bet you that.
I don't know about that. But look, the reason why that race got out with you and Tony Wright, because they said that's going to be the race between the two ugliest Mustangs. Come on, man.
No, homie. No, Tony Wright don't even sit in the category with me.
And you lost.
You damn right we lost.
His car uglier than yours, and he outran you.
You goddamn right. He pulled out rim. That man got a 5.2 motor. And he back, hey.
Yeah, what though? I want to let you know something. I ain't never known no high-dollar wheels make you go fast, though.
No, you trying to call my shit ugly. I'm just letting you know, motherfucker. I got more pretty shit on my car than you got.
Right. But your car ugly. Your car
you
is ugly.
Damn right I got more shit than you got on your.
Right. You do.
I am one of them motherfuckers. But wait till I paint that bitch when I come back out. You'll see. We're going to see who got the prettiest car in, motherfucker.
Well, you don't want to do that, dude. I got the paint.
You
man.
What?
You got a body shop. I got a body shop, too.
I'll just say you just wait. I better look better than what the motherfucker you got in your car.
I got my body man finna do some shit over the woman. We finna be looking good too.
Well, y'all looking good now. Y'all in problem. I'm in problem.
No, I'm talking about this shit we finna be trying to run you with. Not that shit.
Hey, I'm not running y'all with that car there.
Uh-huh.
That new car y'all got.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Motherfucker, you got a goddamn old chassis Pro Mod style car. You want to run a box suspension car on 28?
Man, go on with that bullshit, man. Go on with that bullshit.
I know what you got. I already know what you got. That goddamn Nova chassis, like a Pro Mod.
I ain't talking about no damn Nova. I ain't talking about no fucking Nova. That Nova won't even be out. That Nova won't even be out till probably goddamn in late July or sometime.
You telling a late July? That bitch in the header for that bitch now, you weak bitch. You think I don't know what's going on over there?
Man, we ain't even start working on that damn Nova, man.
You tell a goddamn lie.
Hey, is that the Nova? Is that the Chevy 2 Nova?
Yeah.
The same one you seen, Jay. The same one you seen in that corner. It's still sitting in that fucking corner.
Nah, hell it ain't, Jay. Nah, hell it ain't.
You want to bet some money on it?
You want to bet some money on it?
Yeah, bet $1,000. It's still sitting in that fucking corner. Bet $1,000.
I bet you
$10. Bet $1,000. And, Jay, I'm going to send you a picture of that motherfucker tomorrow.
No, you might push it over there in the corner tomorrow.
Fuck, if it's at the chassis of the shop, how the fuck I'm going to go get it at the chassis of the shop?
Yeah, what the hell ever. It might be in the corner of the chassis of the shop.
That motherfucker's still sitting in that corner, man. I ain't even talking about that car right now. We going to work on it, but that car won't go in until we pick the other one up.
Whatever, man. I'm telling you like this. I don't have a chassis car. I'm not ready with no stock suspension car.
I'm talking about a Mustang. I'm not talking
about
a fucking chassis.
A ladder bar. I am stock suspension, man. But you know what? I don't give a fuck about nothing that you got over there. I will run you because you ain't shit.
That's what you say. You say you going to run everything we got in our camp slow. I am talking about a Mustang. It's got ladder bars. It's going to have 29s or 315s on it.
No, nope.
Nice.
I'm finna get like goddamn what the name here? Shit. I'm finna get like a Cold Killer tuning driver. Now, I'm not running that bit with no 315s on it. Bleed it.
That's your business.
But that's my business then. You ain't finna trick me.
We finna see who's gonna be ducking. That's all I can tell you.
I'm not ducking. I'm just not gonna ring you. Put some, I tell you what. Put some 20s on every one of the motherfuckers. Put some 20s on them and come see me.
I already told you. Now I tell you what I do. What I am gonna do for you, sir.
You put some 20s on anything you got and come see me.
I'm gonna run you with Junior next year with 28s on it.
I don't give a fuck. Put some 20s on this year and come see me.
We're gonna have 28s on Junior next year. We're gonna run you with it.
Well, man, we might not even be living next year. We're talking about now.
Well, that's going to be you. God damn it, going to be real. Oh,
well, what the hell ever?
We going to be living.
You think I'm scared of Junior? Let me tell you something,
well,
boy.
One thing about living, you think I'm scared of y'all trying to buy another motor?
I'm not scared of y'all.
I get you whooped in my grave, boy. They know to whoop you if I'm gone.
Oh, shit. You can't whoop me, you living, motherfucker. The hell wrong with you?
Yeah, because you keep coming up with this and that. I'm trying to run you in Orlando.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to have them 315s.
When it get closer to that day, in my car ready, we coming.
Well, I'm letting you know I'm going to have them 315s on it.
Long King Kong got some goddamn 28s on it. I don't give a fuck what you do.
I'm going to have that big motherfucker on there.
You know what I'm saying? You want the head. My buddy gonna be there. My buddy got 31s on it. What you wanna do? He said just like you.
I ain't telling you what side motor to have. I ain't telling you what side motor to run.
Well, no. I just want everybody to see. You want me to be a funny when it comes to that tie side. But I got a partner that's got 31s on his car.
What are we talking about under the hood of the motherfucker? You talking about I'm back ass and all that. What about that motherfucker 5-inch board space you got in front of this motherfucker now?
Let me tell you something. It take a motherfucker to get that power down to the ground on a 28 time. It take a skilled motherfucker to get that bitch on a 28 than it do on a 29.
Skills. You got good skills, man. You got good skills. Now get your funk ass up there.
Now you get your... You put some 28s on that bitch and you got it, homie.
You put a motherfucking 4840 in your car, and I put some 28s on.
You don't know what I got in my car. You ain't buy shit.
You got
bullshit over here.
You tell me my car got gas.
What the suspension got to do with the motor?
Shit, what the motherfucking same thing? What you mean? What
you got
to do with
it? You got more motor than me.
You got more motor than me.
I ain't got no more motor than you.
Well, you need to shut the fuck up then. You get your ass up there.
You got a five inch motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck I got, boy. Did you pay for it?
I know what the fuck you got. You got a 5-inch motherfucker. You want me to tell you what size?
What
you
size?
You keep running your motherfucking mouth. I tell these motherfuckers what size. You keep talking some
tell them. Tell them. You don't know what the fuck I bought. Tell them.
Tomorrow, motherfucker.
If you know so much, if you know what size I got, you got $1,000, homie. Now bet that.
Tell me something.
What?
Give me some money.
What size is it?
I don't know.
Then what I got them thought?
It's a 5-inch motherfucker. I can tell you that. Don't matter what size one of them big motherfuckers is.
You telling a goddamn lie. You don't know who about me.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about me. You come to me, we backhassing all this shit.
Y'all is backhass.
Ain't never one of our cops backhass, motherfucker.
Whatever, homie. I ain't gonna argue with you. J-Boy, I'm going with the damn show.
Yeah, that's what I thought you wanted.
You got that weak motherfucker. I ain't gonna keep arguing with him.
Well, then shut the fuck up. I shut you up.
I like to see that. But nigga, the man said you don't whoop him, and it's like you still mad. The man said you don't whoop him, but nigga.
Yeah, no, cause he won't rip me with a car to sit like me. He want to talk shit to me. Mm-hmm. He have no room to talk to me about nothing.
You ain't shit. That's why I talk shit to you.
That's why I fuck you up, cause you ain't shit. That's why I do it to him like that, Jake, cause he ain't shit. He ain't gonna never be shit when it come to me. Boy, you ain't gonna never whoop me. With nothing you got on there.
You come to Holly Springs, you come to Holly Springs, motherfucker, I'll run you with Junior.
I ain't never come to Holly Springs. Never, ever.
Which? Shut the fuck which? Up, man. Huh?
Any man said, if you want some get back, you kick your ass down in Orlando.
Man, tell Skinny Man.
You ain't got, he over on BET show, go on call him, you tell him yourself.
Man, tell Skinny Man to fuck himself. I'm running cold killer over there. I'm not fucking with no Skinny. No, I might run him over there, though. I'm just bullshit. I might run him back over there, though.
Yeah.
I'm just talking shit. Y'all know me. I'm a go. I ain't like butt naked. We can.
I you mean run, you gonna try? Might, you gonna try to run King cold killer again? And you can't
right.
get by me.
You can't. Yeah, cold. Well, yeah. I run you. I told you I run you over there. You the one. It don't matter. You the one of your motherfuckers.
You can't. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all what's gonna happen. Even Terry.
Well, you trying to block
SBOM. Your
with me? Cold
every time Wick get
hold
ready
up.
To run a motherfucker that got some goddamn speed
hold
on,
up.
And he feel like gonna
hold
be
up.
A threat to him, he gonna go over there and turn that bitch up and knock the tires off. He
right.
do it every single goddamn time. Cause he hates
right.
to get straight out range. He hates for
somebody.
He hates for somebody to see that shit.
Lock his money and see if he's gonna knock him off on your funk ass this time. I'm gonna show you a knockoff.
All right.
I'm going to knock right around your weak ass. Lock that money,
no.
and I'm going to show you the knockoff, motherfucker.
I'm not fucking with you until you remember with the motor call. I'm not fucking with you.
I'm trying to block races. You're talking about I can't run you. I'll run you. I'm trying to run cold kill. He going to race. You, he ain't going to be something. You knock his ass. I bet you won't be funk ass up there no more. I'm going to show you knock his ass. I'm not tired off on your weak ass for that little ass money, that little 100. Bitch, I'm trying to kill you for a dime over in Orlando, boy.
Well, motherfucker, damn. You think, hey, you went back that butt? Goddamn, 1,000. Let my
honor. Nigga, that's all you, motherfucker. That's all you wanted to bet. You shake it, throwing up, motherfucker.
You say that same word again. I'm going to cut the computer on and cut you off the show, motherfucker. You can't say that on this show.
Well, all right, okay. All right. Look, get your fuck out of the land, and bring your little suitcase with you.
I don't have to have a suitcase, motherfucker.
Bring a little briefcase.
I don't need that.
I'm gonna show your weak ass something, boy.
you gonna remember with some 28 zone?
Show live. Show live.
You gotta raise all day long.
I tell you what I do. Now, I ain't gonna have no 28 zone. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I got a buddy gonna be over there on some 28. That'll
I got a
you.
Buddy that'd be on there over there with 315 and 29.
Who is that? Who is that? They need to run me.
That's what I'm saying. What you want to do?
Who is it? Who is it?
Do I need to get him down there?
And who is it? I need to know who it is.
Don't worry about who in the hell he is. Do I need to get him down there?
I need to know who he is, man. I'm tired of running ghost cars. Jay, you got to look at how many ghost cars I done ran this year, too, man.
Ghost cars?
I ain't never seen these cars, SVO. I ain't never seen these cars, man.
Man,
I run
them. Motherfucking crying and bitching, bitch. Every time a motherfucker go to war, they'll never get a chance to see their fucking opponent. When a motherfucker go to war, they go to war. They don't got down. When the Indians and the Cowboys fought in the old days, they went to go see what kind of Indian they were. They went and kicked ass. Motherfucker.
You got to see it.
I see what Cole Killer said. Cole Killer said, you're a crybaby. Quit crying.
Man.
Get in the trophy, Jay. Get in the trophy. Get him off the phone. Go ahead and get in that shit.
Man, that man hate him. Hey, Jay.
Huh?
We so glad you let that man have that little city built, man. That motherfucker was sleep with it.
What the hell ever?
Hey, hey you ran that little city built around the house. I thought you'd be wearing that city belt around the house naked.
I ain't seen that motherfucker since I won it. It's still in the goddamn trunk of that car out there.
Oh, Jay, you make sure he don't get another motherfucking belt then. You make sure. I'm glad you said that.
I got a goddamn cowboy belt bigger than that goddamn belt. Now what?
Oh, Jay, that's fucked up, Jay. That's fucked up, Jay.
Well, he got a city belt.
You saw it last year down in Orlando what it looked like, that big-ass cowboy belt I got. Motherfucker.
Man, you better not come to Orlando with no contract cowboy belt on, man.
I came last time. I am a country boy. Bleed that shit. Where you think
you
I'm
gonna
from?
You gonna wear some boots too?
I have some boots on too.
My God damn.
Hell, I ain't no goddamn city slick motherfucker. I'm a country boy.
God damn.
We hunt hogs and deals for a living around here.
We hunt hogs and deals and shit too.
Y'all motherfuckers don't worry about no hogs and no deals.
I don't reason why you can hunt real good because you look like a fucking hog. They be thinking you want to
hey, but
I know you ain't talking
you...
about a fat motherfucker.
Well,
I know you ain't trying to talk nobody fat.
How did fat come out of that?
Man, a whole real fat. A whole fat. That's
hey,
about a whole fat.
But nigga,
I say you look.
Hey, if you hunted deers, you would have killed that one that stopped you in front of your truck that day and made it to the track.
Hunted me that day, Terry. That's something hunted me that day. I became the goddamn prey. He was a predator.
Why you ain't pull your gun out and shoot it?
It's illegal to do that shit, boy. Let me see you try that shit. Over here in Alabama, if you shine a goddamn light out your vehicle into that in them bushes, that call disturbing the wild. You gonna get a fucking ticket. Shine a flashlight out there and see what happens. These motherfuckers don't play with him about that shit.
Sure,
I've been to jail for that shit before. But goddamn,
I ain't gonna lie, I seen a deer run through our neighborhood last Friday.
Say what?
I seen a deer in our neighborhood last Friday.
Boy, you what?
About 2 or 4, that's it. I seen a deer.
Ain't no goddamn deals over there in no Memphis.
Okay.
That's just like calling Big Low. Hey, Big Low, do you see a deer down there on goddamn 95 South down through that way?
I see one.
Hey. Was it Candy? I'm trying to see all that. They need too much damn hair.
Hey, who got that fake hair over there with you, J-Bone? Hey, they so fucked up, man. Yeah, babies and stuff all in on the stuff and stuff.
You know they're my goddamn baby motherfucker. Ain't on some babies, but naked baby motherfucker. Be specific.
Oh, that's your baby. Oh, my bad, but nigga, I was just going to ask
you. You already know, motherfucker.
No,
you
know
I got them goddamn baby in the house. I got to do what I got to do.
No, I ain't know you had to put the baby to sleep or not. I ain't tripping. I know you got a babysit. You know how to make that milk, butt naked.
Let it stay at raising. Where J-Bone is it?
Man, I don't know. J-Bone babysitting, you babysitting. I don't know what's up. Bro, Jake ain't doing no racing, man. Won't nobody lock in on the show. Had to lock on Terry in. But nigga lock in.
Hey, Will, what time is the gates open on Sunday?
11.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you my money.
Hey, what's Butt Naked doing? Breastfeeding?
Now, dude, who did it with all that damn background noise? Somebody talking. Sound like Jay Bowen family in the background.
That's you breastfeeding the baby.
That ain't none of me. Ain't nobody in but me and the baby. That ain't none of me.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got no TV on or nothing. That's a lie. I told you like them goddamn Republican boy. Quit accusing the Democrat of every damn thing.
Man, I'm glad you babysitting this stuff, man.
You ain't got to tell me you glad for me to be no daddy, boy. I take care of mine.
No, I'm saying if you... I know you did right. But she ain't doing no racing.
Whatever.
Might well be, because you're in the way out there in the race.
Okay, Rick. I'm going to let you have that. I'm not going to argue with you about it. Everybody on these shows see that you scared of me. And you supposed to be the goddamn grand race of the year.
Stay at the house, man. Baby, you ain't got no nanny?
You ain't got no nanny?
The winner?
You ain't got no nanny?
Man,
ain't got no
what? Don't lay down.
A nanny, man. Got no what?
A nanny, man. Somebody help you with the baby and stuff.
No, I ain't got
why
no goddamn nanny.
Man, shit like that, man. Why you asking?
You got a goddamn nanny?
I ain't at home babysitting, motherfucker.
I don't need no nanny. I like to see it, something, but I caught myself. I'd have got a fine, goddamn
it. You don't know how to birth that baby and stuff, man.
Wait, I'm told you, stay on them raid call, boy.
I'm trying to make sure the baby all right.
You got to make sure the baby here, all right.
I'm going to call the real baby dad. I'm going to call Type Man.
We put him on child support.
Call Type Man.
Hello?
Yeah, Jay, man, we got babysitting and stuff going on this show. What's up, man?
Riding, goddamn it, riding.
You keep it, baby. She goes. Monday night martini.
All right, Monday night martini.
I know you speaking to mother, she gone and you in the house keeping that baby. That's what you gotta get for trying to go racing and shit. She gets your head back. What's the name of that club she went to? In Alabama, I think that mother called a mansion. She had the mansion.
Right, the mansion.
The whole
the mansion.
Someone's son to know what she had. Are they hanging out tonight at someone's son?
Is they going to let the show go on and he going to talk what the fuck going on him?
You keep babysitting. You don't worry about the show. They left me the show. You know I'll take over all good in the show. We can't show. Get me and Kimo's show. You just keep babysitting.
Let me cut this goddamn computer on, motherfucker. I'm going to show your bad ass off.
You better not mute my motherfucker, Mike. You mute my
mic. I'm not going to mute your mic. I'm going to cut your ass off the show.
Hey, you this little motherfucker. With this little motherfucker got that little man syndrome. He got to be in control of something.
Damn yeah. Right. I'm finna control this bitch in a minute. Soon I get a computer plugged up.
Man, you put his... I said, baby, you don't need to be trying to plug no computer up and hold no baby and stuff, man.
I'm plugging that motherfucker up now. Motherfucker, I'm finna show you something.
Hey, I'm going to get off this motherfucker anyway. I wouldn't get
off. Don't get off. I'm going to cut you off, bitch.
I'm going to let you cut me off. I don't want to be on this weak motherfucker. No way. It's boring ass show. Jay Barnes did that fake ass call out list for the nominees and shit.